Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Well, beginning this fall, Lansing Catholic High School will become the first school in the state to start drug testing everyone in the school, students, teachers, faculty, and coaches. Joining me on the phone now, Tom Maloney, who is the principal at Lansing Catholic High School. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very good.
Very good. I'm anxious to talk to you about this. I think it's a really interesting idea. When did you start taking a look at the possibility of this policy?
Well, you know, it really started 3 years ago when our school board and administration looked at our current drug and alcohol policy, and we spent the entire year researching, evaluating, and developing a new drug and alcohol policy. And the focus of that policy was going to be prevention. And to help kids if they have a problem, and to partner with families. And at that time, we implemented a new policy, and that was comprehensive. It covered all students 24 hours a day and 365 days a year from the time they enrolled as freshmen until they graduated as seniors. And so for the last 2 years now, we've had that policy in place, and we're always continuing to look at how effective that policy has been, and always trying to find ways to further partner with our families to help them form their children and to help them with the issues that all teenagers face. And so this past summer, about a year ago, a program came to our attention that other schools were utilizing, a mandatory drug testing program that utilized hair samples. And when we learned of this pretty non-evasive way to test students, we listened to other schools who have implemented this, and we decided that this was something that would fit our community well.
And what is the push behind this? It's not, I read in some articles before I spoke with you, sir, about you're looking at prevention, not punishment. Is that really the focus?
Absolutely. You know, we want to prevent students from making the bad choice to use drugs. If they're using drugs, we want to stop them from doing it again. And if they have an issue with drug abuse, then we want to give them the help. And we feel that with this new mandatory drug policy, we can intervene quicker and faster and help our families deal with this, which is a real problem in society.
Well, and of course, they're great kids at Lansing Catholic High School, as there are at all schools, but every now and then, someone can get into trouble.
Well, absolutely. I think our teenagers face tremendous pressure from society, as society's telling them kind of anything goes and it's okay. And so, you know, I think we need to help our students say no. I think we need to help them, give them the tools to make these good decisions, and we need to make sure that they're not making terrible decisions that can not only impact their immediate future but long down the line. So I think we're going to be putting ourselves in position to do that.
So you were not seeing an increase in drug use at the school. This was simply a tool you'd been looking at and came up with a way, as you said, to do it in a non-invasive way, and you decided this was the time and way to do this.
That's correct. You know, since we've implemented our policy, on average we have about 10 kids that violate our drug and alcohol policy, and that could be for drugs, alcohol, or tobacco. So we have not seen a spike in that number. But, you know, just because those are the ones that have entered into that policy, I don't think that's all the ones that, you know, we're not catching everybody, that's for sure. But we have not seen a spike in those violations.
And what is the policy now if someone is discovered to have violated those policies? Is it a zero tolerance, or what are the recriminations?
Yeah, it is not zero tolerance. That would not fit our community at all. So what happens is the first offense, for that matter, any of the offenses, you will meet with an administrator, with the parents, and you will have to then go to a treatment center to get a full assessment and to get an evaluation, and we use their expertise to tell us what type of treatment that particular student should enter into. So in the past couple of years, we've had students that have gone to meetings, have had to go to weekly meetings, maybe have had to have random drops for drug testing, or it could just have a one counseling session, and that could be it. So the treatment plan will vary based on the severity of the use by that particular student.
And you've already mentioned how the testing will be done. It will begin with a hair sample that will be sent off to a lab.
Correct.
And one of the things I appreciate about the implementation of this policy is it's for everybody. It's not just students, not just athletes. It's everybody at the school, staff, administration, students, coaches, everybody's included.
That's right. We always say, as the adults here at Lansing Catholic, that we would never ask our students to do something that we ourselves would not be willing to do. So we definitely want to model for them, and we want to set the example.
And are you expecting any pushback from this?
Yes, we'll receive some pushback, yes. I received a lot of support from the majority of our parents and majority of the community members, but there are some parents who I think still have some questions about why and how this is going to work, and some community members not accepting that this is the right thing to do. So we'll have some pushback, yes.
Well, and I did read, again, in some of the articles, one of the parents, their name wasn't used, and it wouldn't be appropriate anyway, but said they were concerned about it violating some privacy rights. What are your thoughts there?
Well, first of all, the samples will be totally confidential. When they are shipped to the lab, the lab won't know who those samples are coming from. The sample will just have a number. I will be the only one that can match a number to a person. So that will all be held in confidence. And so there's no chance that information can get out. In terms of the privacy, we are working in partnership with our families. And when families choose to send their kids to Lansing Catholic, they are choosing the whole package. And so this is a partnership that, we are so blessed at Lansing Catholic that we are educating the whole mind, body, and spirit. And so this is part of our program.
And I love what you said a moment ago when I talked about zero tolerance. Of course, that would be another kind of school system. You said that doesn't go along with our model. And your model is, tell me about your model in terms of a policy like this.
Well, we want to be a restorative, a place where we help form students, where we develop individuals into the person that God intends them to be. So all of our policies we help are helping to form our students, and our motto at Lansing Catholic is teaching a way of life. So we're hoping to help our students find that way of life that God intends them to live. So, to say you made a mistake and therefore you're out of here, that is not helping them develop into that person. That's definitely not teaching them a way of life. So we want to work with our families, with our students. And when you say that, eventually, there is a line that has to be drawn. And so someone that continues to violate the policy, eventually it would be found that this would not be the right place for them.
Well, I also appreciate how you said your goal is to work with them through the process, and this tool will enable you to find out some of this information early on, hopefully.
That's our goal, absolutely. We want to prevent as much as possible, but if they do have an issue, we want to attack it right away and help them.
And other schools have tried this around the country. According to some information I had, about 175 or so Catholic schools around the country have done that. From your knowledge, have they been successful with this program? Has it worked as they had hoped?
I've talked to several of them in the last couple months, and they have all had great positive results from this. They think that it just has done a great thing for their school community. They find, on average, most of the schools that we talk to, that 1% or fewer of the kids come back testing positive when they do this, and so they work with those students and those families. But overall, every school that I've talked to has had positive results.
And the staff is positive about this as well when they heard about the policy?
Yes, they are. They are willing to do this, to help our students, to create that culture here at Lansing Catholic.
Well, it's a great story. I look forward to seeing how this follows along, and I so appreciate your time. I know you're getting ready for exam next week and winding down the school year. So I appreciate your time this evening, sir.
It is a busy time, but it's a great time of year for the students and families. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this at this time of year is to give them a heads up that we are starting next year. We didn't want to spring it on them in the fall. We want them to know that, hey, this is coming. It's not a catch-ya type policy. It is a, hey, we want all students next fall to pass this test.
Well, it's a great interesting idea, and it's I look forward to following it along. Thank you so much for your time tonight, sir.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right.
We've been speaking with Tom Maloney, who is the principal at Lansing Catholic High School. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.